Christmas catalogs are dropping into my mailbox like a steady December rain. They go straight to the recycling bin, unless they have a picture of a puppy on the cover. I gaze at Labrador Retriever puppies on soft beds in front of Christmas trees. I remember how my chocolate lab Artie was such an adorable puppy. For half a second, I long for another puppy. But then, I remember Artie's teenage months. Yes, dogs are teenagers when they are about 4 months to 6 months old. They are rebellious and test the limits of training. Thank goodness they cannot drive our cars, but they can drive us crazy. People often buy puppies at Christmas. 6 months later, many of those people come to surrender their teenage dogs at animal shelters. I have heard some of their excuses. He sheds. We did not know she would get big. Next summer, many people will discard their Christmas puppies as if they were leftover wrapping paper. If the dogs are lucky, shelters will have kennel space, and the dogs will find new homes. If not, former Christmas puppies may join the thousands of dogs euthanized each year. So, what should you do if the Christmas puppy bug bites? Sit. Stay. Listen to three suggestions. First, read about dogs. Study the differences in breeds. Learn a few basics about dog communication and training. Second, visit an animal shelter. Consider adopting a puppy or a grown dog. I adopted my Australian Shepherd when she was 2 years old. I knew how big she would be and was able to assess her temperament. And when it came to housebreaking, I discovered that a full-grown bladder is a wonderful thing. Third, consider waiting until after Christmas. If you are one of the lucky folks with time off and a quiet household around Christmas, this could be a good time to bring a dog home. But for most people, this time of year is too hectic. You need quiet, not chaos, when a new dog comes home. Were you thinking about buying someone else a puppy for Christmas? You must sit and stay. Why not buy a couple of books about dogs and leave them under the tree? Then you and your friend or family member can pick out the right dog at the right time. Dog books do make great Christmas gifts. Good dog books are as plentiful as good dogs. Just be sure to buy books that emphasize positive dog training. The key to dog training is to reward desirable behavior immediately, not to punish undesirable behavior later. This Christmas, sit. Read. Then you will be prepared to fetch just the right dog from a shelter or rescue group. Next Christmas, you and your well-trained dog can sit together in front of the Christmas tree. You can read more dog books. And your dog can sniff out a new bed or toy from a catalog with a puppy on the cover.